Minnesota News Network, I'm Shaw Maloney. Despite greater awareness and resources like the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, Eric Mishy, CEO of Minnesota-based SAVE, says too many people are still dying by suicide. While men, particularly white men, continue to account for the highest number of suicide deaths,
we are starting to see an increase in women who are dying by suicide, which is a troubling trend for us.
Mishy says their goal is to continue to focus on the social determinants of health.
Housing, access to health care, stigma. You know, how do you deal with chronic diseases and illnesses?
Mishy says SAVE also promotes safe firearm storage and other strategies aimed at preventing suicide before a crisis becomes a tragedy. A pardon granted last month by Minnesota's Board of Pardons is receiving criticism from the Trump administration. The board, including Governor Tim Walz, pardoned Tao Lu Vang, who was convicted in 2006 of first-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a child. Vang said he regretted his actions and sought the pardon in part to help deportation. The victim also supported the request. The Department of Homeland Security is criticizing the decision. The Minnesota Department of Human Services is playing catch-up after a five-month deadline came from the federal government requiring all high-risk programs go through a revalidation process. What happened is some of the good providers did not pass before the deadline. Senate Committee Chairman John Hoffman.
Our responsibility is larger than just this hearing. Our responsibility is to ensure that Minnesota has a Medicaid program that is accountable, transparent, federally compliant, and above all, responsive to the needs of the people it serves.
DHS says the federal government gave them 5 months to revalidate all the agency programs, while most states get 2 years to finish the process. And before you light the fuse this 4th of July, the state fire marshal wants Minnesotans to remember that only non-explosive novelty fireworks are legal in the state. Dan Cryer.
They are fireworks that stay on the ground. They might emit some sparks, but the simplest thing is if it shoots up in the air or it goes boom, that's illegal in Minnesota.
Cryer says fireworks send an average of about 75 Minnesotans to the hospital each year, with nearly half of those injured under the age of 20. In other headlines, mosquito activity will be the highest it's been all year over the next week. Metropolitan Mosquito Control District spokesperson Alex Carlson says despite that, the activity is below the 10-year average.
A lot of that just has to do with the fact that it's been pretty dry, especially if you get out of the Twin Cities. You know, northwest Minnesota is still under moderate to abnormally dry drought conditions, and so they're just not experiencing as many mosquitoes because of that.
To avoid bites, wear appropriate clothing and get the right bug spray for your situation. Smoke from Colorado wildfires is drifting into parts of Minnesota, but officials say it remains high in the atmosphere and isn't affecting air quality at ground level. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says no air quality alerts are in effect, and most of the state should see good air quality through the holiday weekend. And Minnesota hospitals reported a record 94 patient falls resulting in death or serious injury last year. State health officials say many patients overestimated their ability to get up on their own, often while trying to use the bathroom, while some were taking sleep or psychiatric medications. Of the 94 patient falls, 4 were fatal. This is MNN.